Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church, and I will be teaching while my husband, Pastor McIntosh, is on sabbatical. He is scheduled to return June 2019. We thank you for joining us and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. If you live in the Kansas City area, please join us in a live Sunday service from 2 to 3:30 p.m. Our services are currently being held at 1721 North 9th Street in Kansas City, Kansas, 66101. It is our sincere desire that you live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. Amen.
Let's pray. Father God, we thank you once again for this wonderful opportunity to come together in fellowship, to study your word, to read your word, to be your word. Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit that's here to guide us, to encourage us, to teach us. Holy Spirit, have your way. Think through my mind, speak through my lips, that I would clearly state those things that we need to hear so that we can continue to grow from faith to faith. We thank you, Father, that you have given us dominion, power, and authority over Satan and his demonic forces in the name of Jesus. So we remind Satan right now that he's defeated and under our feet. Satan, you must leave. You cannot cause any confusion, strife, or discord in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, as always, we're going to be very careful to give you all the praise, all the glory, all the honor. Thank you, Father, for this morning and for all that's going to go forth, that it will meet the needs of the listeners so that, again, we can live those victorious, overcoming lives in Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Father, in that name that is above every name, the name of our Savior and soon returning King, Jesus the Christ. And the people of God say, Amen. All right, family, we are at the end of our current teaching entitled, The Battle in Your Mind, Keeping Sexually Pure. Last week, we started on the last principle of this teaching, and I expect to finish this lesson today. Principle number 5 is, Our thoughts bring life or death. For those that were with me last week, you will remember that I started stated and gave you biblical proof that our actions are a direct result of our thought life. Whatever you are thinking about on a daily basis, you will eventually do, good or bad. For this reason, we must take care of what we see and hear so that we do not give Satan an opportunity to plant evil thoughts, ideas, and suggestions in our minds. Again, listener, we started this teaching on July 4th, so if this is your first time listening in or you missed any of our airings, please go to our church website at kccfc.net to hear the previous radio programs now archived under our radio broadcast page. Also, please give us your feedback and or questions regarding this teaching through our website. I will be happy to answer your questions on the air the following week. Let's read the last biblical passage for principle number 5, which is Ephesians chapter 4. We're going to be reading verses 17 through 24. I will be quoting from the Living Bible. Again, we're talking about principle number 5, our thoughts bring life or death. Ephesians 4. Verses 17 through 24. I'll read. Let me say this, then, speaking for the Lord, live no longer as the unsaved do, for they are blinded and confused. Their closed hearts are full of darkness. They are far away from the life of God, because they have shut their minds against Him and cannot understand His ways. Verse 19. They don't care any more about right and wrong and have given themselves over to impure ways. They stop at nothing, being driven by their evil minds and reckless lust. But that isn't the way Christ taught you. If you really heard His voice and learned from Him the truth concerning Himself, then throw off your old evil nature, the old you that was partner in the evil ways, rotten through and through, full of lust and sham. Verse 23, now Your attitudes and thoughts must all be constantly changing for the better. Yes, you must be a new and different person, holy and good. All right. Family, this particular passage was selected for various reasons, but it fits so well in this teaching that we've been talking about, the battle in your mind. I know that Satan has access because the Word of God tells us so. He will drop those evil thoughts, ideas, and suggestions in your mind, and he will try to encourage you to entertain them, to get dwelling on them, to obsess on them, so that you begin to speak those evil thoughts out loud and eventually act on them. But this passage is clear and is precise about what us Christians must do if we want to live that God kind of life that Jesus paid with his precious blood. So let's go back to verse number 17. I want to highlight a couple of the sentences, statements made in this passage that I think will give you a clear understanding of why we're going to have to keep our minds pure on the things of the Lord if we want to be successful. All right, so first, in verse 17, it says, "Live no longer as the unsaved do, for they are blinded and confused." You know, we're going to have to learn how to separate, family. I know sometimes it's difficult because you have known certain people for a very long time. Maybe they are family members, but they are not interested in the things of God. And if you continue to live with them, if you continue to fellowship with them, if you continue to go out with them, they will draw you back into that sinful lifestyle. Don't live like the unsaved do. Again, they're blinded and confused. You make sure that you're strong and mature in the things of God before you attempt to draw them to Christ. Besides that, your actions will speak louder than your words. When they can see that your life is living for Christ, when they see the blessings on your life, that will draw them. You won't even need to say anything to them. They'll come and ask you, well, what's going on in your life? Why are you so successful in these things? Then you can be that witness that God wants us to be. Also, let's go to verse 18. The last part of that verse I want to key in on. It says, because, this is talking again about the unsaved, because they have shut their minds against him and they cannot understand his ways. Now, this is very important, again, because we're talking about the battle that goes on in our mind. When you are operating as an unsaved person, when you are operating in Satan's thoughts, ideas, and suggestions, your minds get shut off to the Word of God. Your mind gets shut off to the lifestyle that Jesus and our Heavenly Father has built for his children. And they, or those that are shut away from the things of God, they cannot understand his ways. You know, many times we hear non-Christians say, oh, that Christianity is just plain foolishness. It cannot be lived out. I've heard this even for my family members. It's impossible to live according to God's word. But that is so wrong, and it's a deception that Satan has put into the body of Christ. We can, in the name of Jesus, live according to God's word, but it's going to require us to find out, first of all, what the word of God says, then renew the mind with the word of God, and then step out in faith and actually do God's word. That's what it is, will require us to do. Then in verse 19 it says, last part of the scripture, they stop at nothing, being driven by their evil minds and reckless lust. Notice the sequence. First, the evil mind or the evil thoughts in their minds, and then the lust. Again, if we can get our mind under control, if we can get our thought life lined up with the Word of God, this will assist us in stopping in doing those things that are contrary to God's word. Let me just read that one more time. It says, they stop at nothing, being driven by their evil minds. Look at the world. Look what's going on, not just in our neighborhoods, but all across the world. I often think about how can a person get that deceived where they can take someone's life, or even worse, take many people's lives. Well, that's because they allowed Satan to plant evil thoughts, ideas, and suggestions, and over time, they spoke it into existence and then acted on it. Let's not be those kinds of people. Let's not go and just do whatever we think based on Satan's ideas, thoughts, and suggestions, and then act on them. Let's find out what God says, and let's do that. All right, verse number 23. Now, your attitudes and thoughts must all be constantly changing for the better. This is for those of us that have called on the name of Jesus. We can do this. It says, now your attitudes and thoughts must all be constantly changing for the better. The more you read God's word, the more you put God's word into practice in your individual life, the more successful we will be in growing and developing and receiving those blessings that have already been promised to us in his word. Last verse, verse 24. Yes, you must be a new and different person, holy and good. Now, we talked about this word holy at the beginning of this teaching. Basically, holy is just you doing what God has called us to do. That's basically it. We're not talking about perfection. There are no perfect people in this earth realm. We missed the mark way back in the Garden of Eden. Adam made certain of that. But holy means separated to do God's will. And that's what we have been done. We have been separated to live according to God's word through our Savior, Jesus the Christ. So we can do it, family. We can do it, and we can be successful. And as a result of us doing it, we can live out those wonderful, prosperous, victorious lives that God called us to live in this earth realm. You're not going to miss out on anything. You are actually going to look back at that old lifestyle that you have and say, I don't know what took me so long, but I thank God that I am now operating according to his word, and I'm living that victorious life, prosperous, healthy, wise, in Jesus. Amen. Well, family, this concludes our teaching on the battle in your mind, keeping sexually pure. However, I do want to take this time to summarize all five principles before we start our new teaching. For those that were with me from day one, this will just be a refresher. For those that are coming in maybe for the first time or missed a few of the episodes, this will give you a good idea what you missed, and hopefully that will inspire you to go to the website and get all of the information. Again, this teaching and these five principles can be used in every area of your life. Now, I specifically chose the topic of keeping sexually pure, again, as I said in our first episode, because there's just too much immoral sex going on in the body of Christ. I'm not talking about the sinner. I'm talking about Christians, those of us that called on the name of Jesus, those that say we love Jesus and we live for Christ. There is just way too much immoral sex going on in the church. And these five principles, when applied effectively, will assist you in stopping that sinful lifestyle. Again, there are five principles. Principle number one is our thoughts always precede our actions. Whatever we have been dwelling on, thinking on, obsessing on, that is what will direct our actions. That is why the scriptures tell us to be careful what we hear and what we see, because these senses feed into our mind and formulate thoughts, good or bad, which will eventually direct our actions. So we need to stop watching pornography, stop hearing sexually explicit jokes or any other forms of conversations, including the internet, movies, TV programs that promote immoral sex of any kind. When we participate in these ungodly acts, we give Satan permission to get involved in our lives and cause havoc with our marriage and family. Again, principle number one, our thoughts always precede our actions. Then we went on to principle number two, Bible knowledge used properly always wins battles. Bible knowledge used properly always wins battles. It is not enough for us to read the Bible or just hear God's word. We should, but it should not stop there. We are responsible for studying God's word and then rightly dividing the truth so that we can apply Bible knowledge properly to our life. And this takes our individual time and effort. But the benefits for doing so are absolutely marvelous. It will be a blessing to you, your family, and the generations to come. Remember, you do not know something until you are doing it and then benefiting from your action. Family, let's be people of purpose. Let's be people of faith with action. Again, principle number two, Bible knowledge used properly always wins battles. Principle number three, ignorance and victory cannot cohabitate. Ignorance and victory cannot cohabitate. When it comes to the things of God, what you do not know or do not apply will kill you graveyard dead. Satan will make sure of that because he is always seeking for someone he may devour. This is the reason why he fights you when you decide to read and study the Bible. He will distract you with the issues of life. He will cause you to get lazy or fall asleep so that you will give up and not take the time to learn what God has provided for you in Jesus. Satan wants God's people ignorant of their legal rights in Jesus Christ. Let me say that again. Satan wants God's people ignorant of their legal rights in Jesus Christ. The scriptures tell us that Satan is defeated and under our feet. He no longer has any power over the children of God, but if we do not study to know what Jesus has done for us, we will not operate in the authority, power, and dominion that Jesus has provided for us through salvation. Family, let's not be deceived. Find out what God says about who we are in Christ and then operate in that fullness. All right. Principle number four. A look into our past will help us to understand our present situation. A look into our past will help us to understand our present situation. Family, we're going to have to make a habit of doing right and not wrong. Because what you do today will affect your future. And remember, God loves you. So don't fall into Satan's condemnation or guilt. Our Heavenly Father has forgiven all of our sins in Jesus. But we must do a self-examination so that we don't continue repeating our sins, but instead live for Christ in holiness. Then move forward by forgiving yourselves for the sins committed in your past. Ask God for forgiveness, purpose in our hearts to stop sinning, and live according to His word that brings us life in Jesus. And just as important, never forget the goodness of God and the many blessings He has provided us and our families in the past. That's what we want to remember, the goodness of God and the many blessings He has provided us in His word. All right, the last principle that we studied and we just finished is principle number five. Our thoughts bring life or death. Our thoughts bring life or death. Finally, don't let your thoughts get out of control because evil thoughts will cause death and defeat. Remember, All the problems we get into are caused by the evil thoughts, ideas, and suggestions brought to us by Satan. Although we cannot stop the negative thoughts from coming because Satan has access to our mind, we can keep negative thoughts from affecting our actions. We have free wills, and we have the authority, power, and dominion to say no to Satan when he brings the temptation, trial, or test against us. Let's keep our mind washed with the living Word of God, so when the tempter comes, we will be ready to shoot down all manner of evil that tries to exalt itself above our Savior and Lord, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Again, these five principles can be used under all situations and should be. But this particular teaching dealt with keeping sexually pure. And I thank you, listeners, for tuning in and taking the time to listen, and I trust to apply the word that was given. I do want to close out this teaching with one last verse, and I will give you a little insight of our teaching coming up, which I'm sure you'll enjoy as well. It comes from the book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. I will be reading this time out of the New Living Translation Bible. Again, this is our closing verse for this particular teaching, Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. Verse number 2. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Amen and amen. Well, family, I trust you enjoyed the teaching. Please, again, give me your comments and or questions at our website. And if any questions do come in, I will be happy to answer them the following week. I do want to give you a little insight on our new teaching that's coming up next Wednesday. Next week, we will begin a new teaching entitled Redeemed in Jesus. Redeemed in Jesus. In this teaching, we will be answering the question, what does it mean to be redeemed? What does it mean to be redeemed? There's a lot of confusion in the body of Christ as to even the word, what it means, and how it applies to us. So I want to make sure that this teaching will be one that will give you solid information and a clear understanding. It will help clarify the importance of our salvation and all that is provided through this awesome gift from our Heavenly Father. Please tune in and expect to receive illumination that will take you to the next level of your faith in God's Word. You know, many times I have heard people say, yes, I'm saved, and I had received Jesus Christ as a child, but based on their lifestyle, they have not yet come to an understanding of what salvation is and what being redeemed means. So I want to make sure that as Christians, we have not just received Christ, which is, of course, the very first and most important step, but that we, once we are saved, that we will come to an understanding about the gift of salvation. Because with the gift of salvation comes deliverance from sin, safety from harm, preservation from evil, healing, and all that is required to live a victorious life in this earth realm. When we come to know who we really are in Christ, out of our redemption, then we really will step out in faith and be those powerhouse Christians that God called us to be, people of excellence, people who operate in boldness in the Word of God, who are the light of the world and not a deterrent. You know, too many times the outside world, the sinner looks into the church and they say, mm-mm, this is not for me. There's no life in the church. There really is no difference between the church and the sinner. Why should I go to church and learn about the scriptures when those individuals who call themselves Christians are living shabby, beat down, broke down lifestyles? No, family, it's time for us as Christians to live out our lives according to God's word, not just for being a light to the world, but for our own benefit. All the promises that God has given us in his word are obtained by the way we live out our faith life in the word of God. So if we are operating according to God's word, the blessings will overtake us. We're not going to need to be praying for the blessings to come. We're not going to be having to seek them out. They will overtake us. That's what the scriptures say. When we are living out our lives according to God's word, those blessings will overtake us. So, family, my time is up, but I do want to remind you that we will be studying a new topic next week called Redeemed in Jesus, and we will be answering the question, what does it mean to be redeemed? Thank you.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net. and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.